This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is a book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. يحباب رسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه يضرب الله الأمثال ليعلم الناس. One of the styles that the Quran uses in order to teach people is the usage of examples and parables. يقول ربنا جل وعلا مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. The likelihood, the parable of those who have taken allies and supporters besides Allah is like the spider that has built a web for itself, or it has built a house for itself. And then the Quran says, and the weakest, the flimsiest of houses is the one that was built by the spider only if people knew. This verse, at the surface level, seems to contradict science. Because we know that the web that is made by the spider is very strong. In fact, it is so strong, they refer to it as biosteel. Steel is strong. If you can stretch it twice its actual size, that is very strong. You take the silk made by the spider and you can stretch it 6 times its actual length. Yet Allah says the flimsiest, the weakest is the house that is built by the spider. They're talking about if they can get the same material that is built out, the web is built off, if they can get it in a 1-inch diameter, they will be able to actually hang a 747 airplane through it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the flimsiest and the weakest is the house that is built by the spider. Spider web is so strong that in many civil engineering departments, people study the construction of the web. The web is so strong that if you cut it at certain places, the web actually becomes stronger. In some places it becomes 15% stronger, in other places it becomes 35% stronger, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the flimsiest and the weakest is the house that is built by the spider. They're talking about making bulletproof vests that are made out of this material because it is so strong, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the flimsiest and the weakest is the house that is built by the spider. The web has the ability to stop a bee, a honeybee, flying at the speed of 15 miles an hour, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the flimsiest and the weakest is the house that is built by the spider. And as you know, there can never be a contradiction between the correct understanding of the Quran an accurate science. There can never be contradiction between them. This is his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is his revelation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where does that weakness come from? Some have suggested that the weakness is actually not a physical weakness. Physically, we've just spoken about how strong the house is, but it is the familial weakness that makes it the flimsiest of all houses. See, when scientists studied spiders, turned out that as soon as the male spider and the female spider mate, the male spider has to make a run. Because the mission of the female spider is going to be to kill the very husband that she just mated with. In fact, it turns out that when the mama spider gets too hungry and there is nothing that was caught, that mother spider will devour her own children. As soon as the eggs hatch, the stronger siblings, the first thing that they eat is their own brothers and sisters. So they say that the building looks very strong, but that's not where the problem is. The problem is the familial weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the parable of those who've taken allies and protectors and friends other than Allah is like the spider that has made this web, thinking that it is so strong, not knowing that it is the flimsiest and it is the weakest because of the internal weakness that is in there. And sometimes, unfortunately, this is really what happens within our own families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You know, an average person would want to have that type of security. Bulletproof house, high fence, you know, all kinds of cameras and all kinds of, you know, detection tools. And that's really nice. And if you have one, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But that's, again, that's not where the problem is. The problem, unfortunately, is what happens now that the skeleton is strong, but what else is going inside that house? And inshallah, in the few minutes that we have, just going to be sharing some prophetic teachings as how do we avoid something like this and how do we create stronger bonds. We refer to them as the AAA of building stronger families. Attention, affection, appreciation. Attention, ihtimam. That is how we tell our family members that they are the number one priority in our lives. Nobody is more important than our families. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is said that he would be meeting with a delegation. They're sitting with him. As soon as Fatima alayhi salam, his daughter, would walk in sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets up. He walks towards his daughter, kisses her on her forehead, and he makes her sit next to him. This meeting was important. This delegation is very important. It has very powerful people. But man, as soon as Fatima walks in, you make sure that the most important individual becomes Fatima radiallahu anha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be delivering a khutbah, a sermon. Hassan and Hussein, his grandchildren, would walk in, and they're walking and falling, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves the minbar, leaves the pulpit. He goes around and he picks them up and he comes back holding both of them, and he said, my heart couldn't help but when I saw them walking in, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do. Attention. It seems like everybody else is a priority except our own families. Remember one time after the Eid khutbah, the Sheikh made the announcement towards the end of it and said, brothers, today I want you to hug your family members. Khutbah is over, people are all over the place, and then a 19-year-old girl comes to the Sheikh. And she said, Sheikh, I just want to thank you. I am 19 years old. I do not remember the last time that my father gave me a hug. Today, because you made that announcement, my father gave me a hug. We get up after the Eid khutbah and we hug the person next to us. We don't know them. We hug them 3 times. And then we see our family members, and from a distance, we wave at them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be leading salah, and then he would hear a baby crying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam expedites the salah. And it was visibly very fast. And people said, Prophet of Allah, what happened? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that I heard a child cry. And I knew that his mother would want to attend to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speed up the salah. Attention. See, the younger our children are, they get their sense of self from what we tell them, from the attention that we give them. A child draws a picture, and immediately after they're done with it, they come running. Baba, Dad, look at this. And they show it to their mom, they show it to their dad. They want your approval. They want your validation. And subhanAllah, it is little things that we use in order to express attention, telling people that they are a priority to us. Brother once working on a very, very important project. He has a deadline to catch, and his son walks in and he said, Dad, look, I fell and I scratched my elbow. And Dad was so upset and he just bangs on the table. He goes, what do you want me to do? Do I look like a doctor? What do you want me to do? And the kid looked at his dad and he said, Dad, just say, ouch. Just say, ouch. That's all you needed to do in order to express attention. First A, attention. Number two, affection. That means not only do we love our families, but we are not afraid of expressing that we love them. You know what they say, that nowadays the most difficult words for us to say are, I am sorry and I love you. We're so afraid to tell each other, especially our family members, to say that we love them. You know how every now and then your wife asks you, do you love me? And subhanAllah, we never fail to give a stupid answer. Would I be married to you if I didn't love you? Did I not tell you this 10 years ago? I love you, fine, I said it. Are you happy now? I said it. Are you happy now? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked by Aisha radiallahu anha, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, kayfa hubbuka li? Prophet of Allah, what is that love towards me? What is it like? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Aisha, huwa kal uqda. Said Aisha, it is tight like a knot. And they say that every now and then Aisha would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, kayfa halul uqda? Prophet of Allah, how is the knot doing? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, hiya kama hiya. It is as strong as it has always been. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing, when somebody passes by amongst his companions, somebody passes by. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was told by one of the people standing next to him, he said, Prophet of Allah, the man that just passed by, Prophet of Allah, I love him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, A'lamtahu? Have you told him that you love him? Prophet of Allah, yeah, Prophet of Allah, I mean, really, like go to a person and just randomly say, I love you? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُعْلِمْ. Said, if any of you loves their brother, said, let it be known to them. You know, I love you, subhanAllah, is like music to our ears. Know that we love them, but it is nice for people to hear that they are loved. Affection. Time after giving a similar talk, Sheikh invited the brothers in attendance. He said, brothers, get your phones out. And I want you right now to text your wife that you love her. But there is a catch, he said. Whatever response you get, you have to read it to all of us. Everybody gets their phone out, they send it out to their wives, and immediately a phone rings. Abu Abdullah Ilhaq, telefonak insarak. Woman calls the husband and she tells him that his phone has been stolen. She thought that the phone was stolen. Because, you know, the idea of somebody saying this to her was unheard of. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of letting the people that you love know that you love them. What good is it that we have these feelings, but we never expressed it? You know, they say that these types of feelings never being expressed is like buying a gift, wrapping it, but never presenting it. And every time you see me, you say, I've got a gift for you. No, you don't. If you have not given it to me, it's not a gift. It only becomes a gift after you've actually given it. Don't be afraid of doing that. Then the last one is appreciation. Taqdeer. This notion that I see the good in you, I see the good that you do, and I am not afraid of pointing this out. Subhanallah, ya akhwan, wa ya akhawat. Sa'at al-wahid yamur bima yusamma il-jafaf al-atifi. You know, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we experience what we call emotional starvation. I'm a therapist. I see a lot of people. And when it is couples, usually it is the affection, the attention, the appreciation that is missing. Where we are experiencing emotional starvation. And that is really sad. Starvation is not only physical. It's not about, you know, being malnourished where you did not have enough food or enough drink. Sometimes we are emotionally starving. And when people are emotionally starving, we want to love and we want to be loved. And sadly, sometimes we look for love in the wrong places. And unfortunately, sometimes we find it. And we find it in the wrong place. So what do we want to do? Attention, affection, appreciation. And these are all prophetic teachings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us these things. The Prophet of Allah is not afraid to appreciate people. So please, inshallah, let's get into this habit. Attention, appreciation, affection. You see your family members, appreciate them. Let them know. Say, subhanAllah, you're the best thing that has ever happened to me. Don't be afraid of letting them know that you love them. مرة أخ جاني بيقول يا شيخ والله أنا جزاك الله خير اتصلت على زوجتي وقلت لها والله إني أحبك في الله. حبي أنت تكلم إمام المسجد أحبك في الله. You know, people, he said, I called my wife and I told her that I love her for the sake of Allah. I said, brother, you're not talking to the Imam of the masjid. There is nothing wrong with saying I love you. You know, that sake of Allah, you say it to the Imam, you say it to people. But that is why we are so afraid of saying these things that we actually have to say it in ways that makes it even sound weird when you do that. So inshallah, with these triple A, the hope is that we are not like that spider, where we pay so much attention to the skeleton of the house, but not the spirit of the house. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. عن أبي أمام الباهلي قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Imam al-Bahili narrates a hadith. In it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, شَرُّ النَّاسِ أَضَّيِّقُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. He said, the worst type of people are those who bring undue restrictions and rigidity upon their families. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنِ اضَّيِّقُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. Prophet of Allah, who would be like this? Who would be that person that brings undue restriction, rigidity upon his family? Said it is a man. When they walk in, خشعت امرأته فر ولده هرب خادمه حتى إذا خرج ضحكوا واستأنسوا. So this is the man. When they walk in, his wife is all collected. The children run away and the servants become invisible. When this person leaves, he said that the people are chill at that point, استأنسوا وضحكوا, and they start laughing. You know, they have a saying. Some people bring happiness wherever they go. And some people bring happiness whenever they go. Now imagine this. Imagine that people be talking and saying, man, when my dad is in the house, there is so much tension, you can sense it in the air. When my mom is around, everybody's walking on eggshells. When my dad is this, what happened? So much so that our presence now is becoming a source of pain to those who are in our family. My presence as a father, as a husband, is not celebrated, but I am making people walk on eggshells. Man, you should see it. When my mom and dad are around, it's like, you know what, a fight is about to break any minute. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man, that is not how we live. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, عفوا قبل ما أنسى, حديث أبي أمام الباهلي الضيق على أهله ضعفه بعض أهل العلم. And just to make sure that I let you know that the hadith regarding a person who is very rigid, some people said that the hadith is weak. Now the hadith may be weak, but the meaning of it is a very sound meaning. But see now what happens is, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن الله إذا أحب أهل بيت أدخل عليهم الرفق. صلوا على رسول الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah loves a household, when Allah loves a family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills gentleness amongst the family members. وفي رواية, إن الله إذا أراد خيرا بأهل بيت, if Allah intends good for a household, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts gentleness amongst the people in that household. My brothers and sisters, I don't think I've shared anything with you that we did not know before. But sometimes it's good to remind one another. Attention, appreciation, and affection. If we do this, then inshallah we can say we are on the right track, that we are in the process of having happy families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our families happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them safe and sound, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a full recovery, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to his way, ya Rabbil Alameen.